you know, we talked after Friday, and you said it was just not a fun day on Friday. Talk about the response here. What a performance tonight.
Yeah, it was awesome, right? It didn't start out real great, but just super proud of Gavin Odman out there. You know, he got out of that first, you know, with, you know, little damage. And I just talked to him right here before I came on air that, you know, you could have went two ways with that, and you took the high road and decided to compete. He did exactly that, and, yeah, he gave us a chance to win that ball game, and we responded. And, you know, we talked to the guys going out there in the top of the seventh. I said, you know, we're going to manufacture a run here some way, somehow. I said, be ready to bunt, be ready for a suicide, be ready for anything. All we need is one, and, you know, hey, we got three, and what a great afternoon for, you know, coming responding back from Ottumwa to beat a nice ball club like St. Thomas. That was awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned, we talked about the obstruction off air earlier, but that was kind of a big play in this game also. But the one here at the end where Johnny Teglin bunted to bring in Eddie Piney and he stole home plate, what was the process into that one?
So, yeah, so that's a suicide squeeze, right? So, you know, we're trying to get that run in, and, you know, I know Johnny well, and I know that he could execute that. And, you know, so what happens there is we're sending our guy as soon as the pitcher goes into motion, and then Johnny absolutely has to bunt the baseball no matter where it's at, right? And, you know, for, you know, good thing it was right down the middle. He was able to get it down. And, you know, if you can get it into play, you're going to, you know, score there 99% of the time. And that's exactly what happened. So, yeah, that was great stuff.
Yeah, and in about 15 minutes time here, we'll begin game number two. You'll be the home team in this one. And what are you looking forward to in this one? If you try to put two games between you and the Cadets and stay up with the Zephyrs, one game back.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, we're going to go out there. Hopefully the energy from this last game carries over. We got Al Hendrickson starting for us, so I'm sure he'll give us a great start. And like, we just got to carry, you know, pick up where we left off. We'll be the home team, so we'll get a little cushion there as far as, you know, the bottom half of the innings. And, you know, we'll go attack and see what happens.
Awesome. Well, that's Coach Ryan Stoffel of the Hastings Raiders here. The Raiders take game one 6-3. Over St. Thomas Academy in a wild seventh inning, and game two coming up next on your home of the Hastings Raiders, KDWA.